All right. Well, I know everybody's excited to see them. Whatever the circumstances, I think so many people value having that access to fresh foods. We do have a grocery store downtown that's complimentary to the market, but there's something about getting those fresh fruits and vegetables from our vendors that makes it real special during that time of year.
Well, and I only have praise for our partnership with Fresh Thyme. I mean, truly for the ultimate food or foodie experience, I couldn't imagine wanting to be anywhere other than downtown Farmington. Between the outdoor market and Fresh Thyme, I mean, it is the ultimate Saturday morning destination, which has grown to become, as you know, Johnny, Saturday life in a Michigan small town.
There you go.
Some of the things that we do offer, I think that could make people feel a little bit more comfortable is that, we are an open air market, so just being out in the open air, I think will offer people a little bit more comfort. You have a 360-degree view at the market. We don't have specific zoned aisles, so to speak, and shopping carts, so people will be able to easily distance themselves, for example, from others for a shopping experience that they can feel comfortable with. And then, also given that within a 60-mile-an-hour range, we will be bringing in at peak approximately 16 to 18 Michigan growers, producers, farmers, foragers, including grass-fed beef, pork, lamb, chicken, and turkey, as well as fresh catch Michigan lake fish. So when you think about it, the individual that planted it in the ground, this is basically the same person that's harvested it, the same person that's packing it, it's the same person that's putting it on the truck, it's the same person that's driving the truck, it's the same person that's unloading the truck and putting it on the table, and it's the same person that's bagging up your produce for you. So if you're talking about handling a food product, it's very, very few hands that touch this product. And it's literally hours out of the ground and into your hands. So I hope people will feel a great measure of comfort for that. Not to mention that the fact that the food they're buying has 100% of the nutrition that it is meant to have. So it looks, acts, tastes, and feels like the real thing because it is the real thing. One of our new taglines this year is very simple, and it is real food, real farms.
I like it. What else should people know about the market this year that we haven't talked about already?
Well, we were really, really, really excited, and I still am, although it is secondary to all the things that we've talked about, is this is the year where we are still very hopeful that we will be welcoming our 1 millionth visitor to the farmers market here in Farmington. And it's a point of pride, I think, that all of us in the community should take note of our local businesses, our city government officials, certainly our residents as well. It is truly community market of the people, and this is a story of the people. And it took a million people to get Farmington to the point where it is, but without the people, we wouldn't have a market. So this is a it'll be a day of celebration whenever that occurs this year, where we can all look around and high five each other that we've done something very special.
All right.
And
and
one other thing I just want to
sure.
mention is that Farmington has dictated what it wants this market to be more than anything else, more than myself. And that is that the people here in Farmington love the food. As much as we would like to offer more in the way of, you know, say, arts and crafts and things like that, which is a very important part of the market. And normally it's that part of the market that causes people to linger a little bit. You know, it could be over a piece of pottery or photography or garden art. It slows traffic. It's critical. But more so over time, it's people really enjoy the experience of the food, talking with the vendors, sampling the food, learning how to enjoy it in different ways, and becoming just closer to the experience of food overall. So to that end, we, and this is something that I'm proud of, our farmers market has now grown to be at peak upwards of 18 farmer growers, producers, foragers, and that's amazing. There's as many farmers markets as we have in Michigan, which is second in the country in farmers markets. There are many farmers markets that struggle to have one or two farmers. Well, consider here in Farmington that we have almost 18 farmer growers at our market. It's an amazing number. It truly is. And it underscores the fact that we are a real farmer's market.
That is the truth. That's the truth. And some of these folks have been back year after year.
You know, every year I have a little column in my database where I check off another year from this farmer or this vendor. And this is our 27th year of operation. And yes, we do have some farmers that go back to year one, having been here 27 consecutive years. So they've helped raise families in our community.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So is opening day going off as planned? Are you pushing that back, or is there any discussion about that?
Well, I was just asked to put a little blurb in the city newsletter, which goes out with the water bills, which will be coming out shortly. And in that newsletter, I did state that the farmers market is working to prepare for opening day as planned, Saturday, May 16th at 9 a.m.
All right.
It's a day of tradition, and you know, as I'm not going to say no yet, but you know, we love our traditions at the farmers market, and opening day has always been a very simple tradition, but very impactful. As we open with a color guard, a drum line, a special guest to come in and sing the national anthem. And I'm hopeful we can do that this year, but I'm not promising that we will. It may be a quieter opening than we've had in the past. But I'm confident that somewhere, as you are too, Joni, that somewhere down the line, and as we go forward, the second week, the third week, the fourth week, the fifth week, the sixth week, and onward, as we get in the season, that we will return to normal Saturday life here in Farmington. I'm very hopeful and confident of that. I have a full calendar of events that have already been pre-planned, starting with opening day all the way through the conclusion of the season on October 31st. I'm hopeful that as the season goes on, we can still maintain some of our treasured events, whether that's the Little Princess Ballet in August, or the annual Elks Community Corn Roast, or the Market of the Harvest Moon, to our haunted market at the end of the year. So we're not giving up anything. I'm getting very very good support from the city, as a matter of fact. And in spite of the fact that my budget is in ruins as we speak. The market's never lost money over the last 9 years. Well, that may not be the case this year, but I have the confidence of the city administration, which is basically, if things can change, of course, but I've been told, Walt, don't change what you're doing. Just keep going ahead full force. And that's what I intend to do until somebody tells me otherwise.
All right. Well, whenever and wherever, I'm going to look forward to seeing you and seeing, you know, all of our friends at the market. I know everybody's anxious for that day to come. We're all looking forward to it. So thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me today, Walt. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joni. And I appreciate this. And maybe we can do an update as we get further into the season.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea.
Let's plan on it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Walt.